Whoa, like, what exactly is happening here?
8917 WTBR-FM Pittsfield.
The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
You're listening to The Talk, talk radio for the masses, here on WTBR-FM 89.7. And now, let's talk.
It's Wednesday, and you know what that means.
It's time for The Talk in AEW.
Yes, and we are back in the WTBR studios.
Thank God.
Instead of trying to cram and sing it. I mean, that was cool doing it from our house, but
we're back
in the
WTBR
studios.
For those who got to see Theo's butt.
And Josh is back here with us.
Yes, I am.
Who might be a permanent guest to this show. We'll have that little chat off air later. Because he's got a lot of stuff he could be talking about. We need all the filling we can get for however long this show decides to run.
I am a plethora of useless information.
Yeah, so am I, but most
Same
of it
here.
We can't do on the air.
Yeah. How about the weekend you guys had?
Oh, how we went ahead and went to go help Paul, one of our members of WTBR, Paul Durin.
Well, not only that, but can we say this on the air? Josh got a new car.
Yeah.
And
I did.
We had some fun with the brakes.
Oh.
Oh, great fun. Yes.
Keep it G.
The best thing I can say is make sure to maintain your vehicles. The nightmare that was my brakes was the fact that the brakes hadn't been done in over 3 years. And it's a lot of rust and a lot of hemming and hawing. There was a lot of cursing involved. And needless to say, it's finally done. But 9 hours yesterday alone, just trying to reseat the piston back into the caliper was not
a
good day.
It was a nightmare.
So we'll put this out there because I know he'll be happy about that. If you have simple car maintenance, you can email me at kd2jkv@wt. Let's try this again. wwepeter@gmail.com. And I will let him know. And for a nominal fee, he will set you free.
Yeah, yes. I charge less than any shop.
Yeah,
you can't. I can't give you prices over the air,
but we
obviously.
Can. But if you need simple car maintenance, email me, wwepeter@gmail.com, and I will forward it to Josh, and he can discuss prices with you off air.
Yes.
Yeah, it was interesting.
He's good. He's really good. He's been doing this since he was old enough to look over a steering wheel. So
that's not a lie. Ever since,
which I think was like a year and a half ago.
No, I think it's longer than that.
Okay, 2 years ago. So, well, that's out of the way. Let's talk real quick about the unfortunate events of Darby Allin's life so far.
Before we get into other stuff.
Let's see. He got a broken foot in a match.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Someone punched him in the face.
Yep.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
He got a broken nose. Now he got hit by a bus.
Yeah.
A crosstown bus.
Does karma suggest you may not want to go climb Everest?
I think so. Because he was trying to go across the street with his broken foot. You know, it was taking a little bit longer. the bus went ahead and was apparently came speeding and this is horrible.
Well, he's not wearing a sign that says, "Hey, I got across the street," and really, you know.
Yeah, I know, but still, you'd figure the bus driver would see the poor man hobbling on crutches. But then again, this is New York City where he got hit.
Well, yeah. Leave it to a New Yorker. They don't give a rat behind.
No, they don't.
And they don't.
No.
How many times have we been in Albany and you can hear it on the scanner? They hit a person.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, give me a break.
I remember you, sis, and the oldest one were crossing the street one time and his car came out of nowhere and almost hit her.
Yeah. The reason why the warden, a.k.a. my mother, was in the nursing home where she passed away.
She got hit by a bus?
She got hit by a truck. And the son of a biscuit did not go ahead and stop. He hit her and drove on by.
The things that we will put over the air on this show, it's unbelievable.
And the thing was, is he ripped her, when he hit her, it ripped her leg open like a giant can of tuna. Everything was just complete mess. So she never recuperated to be able to walk or do anything or to ever walk out of the place. And unfortunately, she died in the nursing home. So it was...
And it didn't help because, unfortunately, she also had Parkinson's disease, so that didn't help.
So
it only got worse.
Y'all got some unfinished projects.
Yes, we do.
We like to keep you up to date on the projects that go on around our house when we're not on air doing other stuff.
Hey, we try.
So who wants to be first on the hit parade?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I guess age before beauty.
Okay.
As you guys know, I turned around and I started... with
all of a sudden we hear a zippy open.
Zip bag opens on air for the people on the radio side.
As you know, I've started with the little bitty booties.
Okay, we're back to the bitty booties.
So that's for your fingers for when it gets cold?
You know, if you weren't my son, I'd beat you on a right now.
Oh, a Chinese finger trap.
Yes, Chinese. That's what it looks like, don't it?
It does. It looks like a Chinese finger trap.
For those who are on the radio, a Chinese finger trap is an idea of a game that you have to free two of your fingers that go into sort of like a tunnel entrance on both sides. Right. So I made the baby bottle, and I just got the bottle part. I haven't made the top part of the bottle, which is the nipple. I haven't constructed it yet, but I have
Or the lid.
Can we say nipple on the air?
Well, if you're talking about baby
bottles.
I'm
just saying right now, they look like a bunch of finger cozies.
Finger cozies.
Well, I made the covering.
You're not wrong.
I made the covering, which I made it a lilac color, which is a light purple. And then I'm going to go ahead and take the booties and put lilac bows on them. Good idea. Make everything close in. I did get the box finished. Ta-da! It's made of the light lilac and the dark, grape? Grapeish?
No, it's a medium orchid.
Okay.
Medium orchid.
Well, I got the medium color done and... here's the top part that's supposed to, and then the picture goes in the back, and then there will be a plastic canvas that gets completely encased into it, and then you can slip the picture inside. And then the bottle goes on one side, and the booties go in another. And then there will be little bitty pins that'll go up here. Safety pins.
Little safety pins.
So how long did it take you to make the box alone?
Altogether, the box took me about 3 weeks, because not only do I have to go ahead and stitch all of them together and stitch them completely on one color, then start them with the other, but also go ahead and hand stitch every one of these together, and yes, without going ahead and taking your finger along with it. I have sewn my fingers into many of my projects with all the dead skin. Pick up the skin.
It's just like an auto tech. You don't get extra points if you put your own blood into a mop.
Well, I kind of figured it would be helpful.
Even though every vehicle I've ever touched has my DNA on it, so.
Yeah, I'll give you that. And I also did, which is the top part of the frame that has to go. You have to go ahead and stitch the top frame back into it onto the sides, which I will do later, and after I finish all the same color of the purple to match the box.
Okay,
so
wait.
I can give you the beauty.
I have to interrupt for just 1 second. So for you folks listening and watching, if you get him to do your breaks or your little
yes,
maintenance,
there is comedy that comes along with it.
You could scrape a little bit off and you can clone him.
Yes.
Because apparently he leaves his DNA all over the cars.
Well, he's done it before. I mean, I think he had, I think as a matter of fact, when you two had done everything on what we called the Green Monster.
Oh, my Jimmy.
You had gone ahead, the both of you had worked on, once again, the set of brakes.
Seems to be a pattern going on here. Right.
And you also did it on the Impala. You said did that.
Again, there seems to be a pattern going on here.
I've yet to bring my vehicles to a shop because ultimately shops are outrageously priced. I understand you're paying for the mechanic.
Now
you'll
never be able to.
Now that
you said that on air, you'll never be able to go to a shop in this town at all now.
Right.
You've been blackballed. They can see you.
I mean, the unfortunate truth is, I understand you're paying the mechanics for their knowledge and their time and everything, and the fact that they have the tools to do certain things. But if I can fix it at home, I'm going to do that.
That's true.
And it's like I said, as far as anyone who has dealt with me prior has, remained satisfied, so.
Awesome.
But honestly, folks,
To know that we actually made it here safe.
Yes,
so
we did.
We know he can do good brake jobs because
yes, we did.
We didn't
made
have
it
to stick our feet out the door to stop the car
safe.
On the way out, the way down to the studio.
Like what are
I
we,
said,
the Flintstones?
Like I said, what do you think I was, a Flintstone? Ain't happening, bud. At least not with the left one. The left one's pretty, gone completely, and the right one, meh.
And we will warn you ahead if you do. Have him do your work. Chances are you're going to hear words coming out of his mouth
that you
have never heard before in life, and none of them can be said over live air.
Nope. But it is done, and
typically I'm cursing out the engineers because I swear to God, there's meetings on how they can screw over the mechanic.
Yeah.
Let's put this bolt here. So that it sits right behind this at least a quarter of an inch, so you have to finagle and contort your way in there. Oh, yeah.
It's been interesting.
It's like playing Twister in the automotive field.
Well, let me put it to you this way. I worked on a 2002 Ford Taurus, and they put the oil filter directly over top of the starter, and it's sideways. So every time you're changing the oil filter, what's dripping onto the starter?
Oil.
Getting into the starter brushes, so you have to change the starter like once every, 6 months. Oh, yeah. A horrible design.
I sometimes think they deliberately go ahead and make some of this stuff.
They deliberately
just
do that
so you can spend money.
They do. Sometimes I think they deliberately do that just so you can spend money on extra parts. So that way, it keeps their maintenance and their.
I forget which truck it was.
And their dealers.
But they put the starter inside the transmission casing, and you have to drop the transmission to get the starter.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I forget what truck they did that to, but they did. I'm going, oh my God. I'm glad I didn't have to do that job.
Oh, I'm glad.
All I know is there's some of these cars that you hear, they did a mass recall on this one. Oh, they did a mass call on this one. For God's sakes, if you don't get it right the first time, don't put them out there to be sold, dummies.
Oh,
thank you.
My goodness.
Thank you for eliminating all our listeners. anything else you're working on?
I'm sorry,
on
but I feel it's rather stupid.
Anything
you put a
else?
Car, you go ahead and you make all that money to put a car out online and ready to be for people to go ahead and step in, and either they kill folks or they're in a horrible accident because they can't either stop the car. You know, so come on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the public service announcement. Anything else you're working on before we?
Oh yeah, and I am going to make myself another set of tulips. Considering I gave my sister last year my tulips, so I have to redo my tulips. So when I get the new set of tulips fixed and done,
you'll be the first to see them right here on the talk on WTVR FM.
Yeah, I'm planning on picking some real pretty colors.
And if you're watching on PCTV, you'll actually get to see it. And if you're listening to us on the radio,
hey, look,
just imagine
I enjoy making
on.
It. I need to get myself a new book because I'm running out of interest.
For the people listening on the radio, you really should be watching PCTV because the radio doesn't give you the whole flow of what's actually happening in the studio while we're on the air.
But for those who do listen to us, thank you very, very much every week.
Thank you for the many listeners to this show.
We love you and we thank you so much.
Can I talk now? Thank you for the many listeners of this show and many listeners of the Beatles Forever. Beatles Forever is now in its fifth year.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Every Tuesday. 4 to 6 p.m. live right here on this radio station, WTBR-FM 89.7.
Woo! That's why I don't let you talk, because you get to talk on Tuesdays.
Mm-mm. I don't talk that much on Tuesdays.
Do too.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Really?
This is a talk show. I'm supposed to talk on this one.
Oh, boy. Lord,
you can't.
Hence the word talk show.
It's too bad. You put me in the middle of it, I get to talk.
To talk.
Woman's prerogative.
This is why you actually got to watch us on PCTV, because you have no clue what's going on in the studio unless you actually watch the TV side of this show.
Gotta
I love
the
simulcast on this show. Oh, yeah. I really do.
I love you to death.
All right. Bail us out here. What you got?
I'm trying.
Bail us out.
Go for it now.
We're going to get tossed off the air here soon. Yeah. So.
Well, I went ahead. I got some really good progress going on my Chevron blanket. When I started it, and she saw a couple, like a few months ago, it was just the beginning of the strip. Well, here's how it's going so far.
That is really pretty.
Thank you.
I love the pink.
Oh, it has the...
I know somebody who wouldn't like the pink.
My sister. she's not
the
a
pink-hating child. Somebody explain to me how I could have...
I know you're going
to
blackball
a beautiful
her because
baby
she's,
girl
you're talking about her
on air.
She
hates pink, but I understand her hatred for pink. It goes a long way.
After it's forced upon you by certain people
in your life, I understand.
We'll throw our whole family under the bus to keep this show going.
As Sissy
horrible.
Would say, some pinks are fine, but don't force me
what
to take all of them.
What are you talking about? Yeah. I've never thrown you under the bus.
Lies.
I'm over here.
Okay, could you move your chair like back that way?
Yes.
So when
the
lightning
goes
strikes,
ahead and strikes me,
it
doesn't
hit
me.
It doesn't,
me.
Doesn't
to you?
Hit the rest. No, come over here. There's too much equipment over here I'm responsible for.
Thanks a lot, love. Love you to death.
Lightning strikes the PCTV studios. We only inside of the WTBR radio studios. We don't know how that happened.
But yeah, mostly what I used was different scraps of different yarns.
Yeah, well, no sense in letting the yarn go to waste.
Well, let me see. You got the pumpkin here. You got Hunter Green, white.
You might want to like hold it up to a camera.
I am.
Well, no, because I'm looking at it and the camera's not looking at it.
There's hunter green, there's white, there's purple. I think it's baby blue,
regular medium blue.
There we go. Right. Now the camera can
you
see it.
You have like a Satan or sage green.
Sage green.
There's white. There's all kinds.
More pumpkin.
Yeah,
and then
more pumpkin, all kinds
yep,
of different.
And then there's turquoise.
Yeah, it's turquoise at the bottom.
The beautiful Indian color of turquoise.
Yes.
Down at the bottom.
We thank you.
Da.
And let's just put it this way. It's pretty much any color I could find that went along with it. Plus, also, I have another ball of scrap yarn right here.
She can tell you. And tell them about that great big huge containers of where we keep all that yarn, Jess, and balls and balls of it.
We have one of those little clear comforter minder things.
Yeah, we do not throw out the comforter at any kind. Anytime we bind those pillow comforter things, we keep the plastic containers because it's always good for something in the house, especially with all the activities we do.
Yeah, that's true.
So us girls are always keeping them. Hey, at least they're not going in a landfill. They're getting reused.
Yeah, pretty much. We don't go ahead and do that. And also on top of that, I don't go ahead and waste the yarn.
We know besides car maintenance, you have a project. You didn't bring any today, but you have projects you're working on.
Oh, absolutely. I have a couple few D&D dice towers now.
Nice.
Yeah, I did. It's a rendition of Skull Island kind of meets Skyrim.
Kind of.
Because I did the Jagged Crown.
I can explain one of them. I don't know if anyone has seen He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah, it kind of looks like
the skull.
Like Castle Grayskull.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
But it has the jagged crown on the top of the head where you put the dice in and tumbles it for you. I did a Mimic Dice Tower, Mimic from Dark Souls series, where he's sitting on top of a pile of gold.
Nice.
You throw the dice right into the mimic's mouth, and it comes out the bottom.
Nice.
Oh, it came out amazing.
Oh, it did.
Yes,
I know you.
Yeah, I knew you were working on them.
Yes, it was your friend in Ohio that went ahead and asked for.
Yep, and I'll be bringing it to him over the course of the summer.
Oh, nice.
What I'm working on now is my my daughter Rennie's tower.
Oh, she wanted that?
She wanted, the one that I made her wound up breaking. It was made out of wood, and it wound up breaking. But it's a wizard's dice, wizard's hut inside of a tree with a little dragon seated next to it.
Aww.
You throw the dice into the chimney on top of the tree, and it comes out the bottom, out the door on the bottom. Yeah.
Nice.
It looks really cool.
That sounds nice.
So,
I like that. That sounds
I actually really enjoy building these towers, and I'm probably going to put them up on Etsy.
No, no. Is it mostly, what is the main component that goes into making it? Like,
right, wait.
Is it the clay?
Before you do that, let me put this out. If you want a dice tower, if you're...
Dungeons and Dragons.
If you want a D&D dice tower as well as car work done, wwepeter@gmail.com, and we'll get it over to Josh and y'all can discuss terms off air.
Yes.
So believe it or not, it starts off with a foam base and cardboard and Pringles cans.
Nice.
And if I wanted to do like a box tower, it's just done with basic cardboard.
Nice.
And then you build clay around it, and it's just air dry clay. And depending on what I'm doing with it, you know, after all that's said and done, you paint it, Mod Podge it, and
oh, nice.
The whole course for a tower takes me roughly around a month to do.
Oh, depending on what
depends on supplies and that too.
Then also the theme that you're doing with it. Am I correct?
Yeah, nice. There's always. Rink Mom, see if she's got Rink Mom, see if she's got any more glue sticks.
It might be longer if he's actually sniffing the glue.
There's nothing. No, there's no smell of glue sticks.
I can neither confirm nor deny this.
Yeah, it's not like airplane glue here.
Some things we don't want to air on the radio here.
Turn around, tell them it's not airplane glue.
Oh, I used to love airplane glue when I was doing my models.
Or pipe glue.
Which is still airplane glue.
Pipe glue.
Pipe glue. Pipe glue is model glue, in case anybody was curious.
See, Jay remembers.
Yeah,
we all remember.
Wait a minute. When I used to be there with the plumbers, and they were taking that purple oozy stuff out, horrible goo. That stuff was disgusting.
That was just the frickin' primer that they used, and they didn't even bother to use any glue. No, I had to go behind Bass Plumbing and fix their screw ups. And
oh yeah, that's when you.
That's when farting scorpions happened.
Farting flying scorpions.
Because there was no ventilation, and my head stuck up and. Above, and I'm just inhaling it by the freaking copious amounts, and I come down from there, and I was lightheaded, and I was a little stunned.
Yeah, they were the ones that never went ahead and connected the bathtub drain.
Yeah, and it leaked into your apartment.
Yep. But you're going to spend all that money to go ahead and pay and be complete idiots. So, yeah, another one of my rants.
Yep.
So,
What grinds your gears?
There's a lot.
We'll do the Family Guy thing. You know what grinds my gears?
Going behind so-called professionals and fixing their work.
Thank you.
So, really quick, the comic book expert over here. Deadpool 3. Deadpool and Wolverine together.
Yes.
That's such an unlikely alliance. It really is.
But
that's like, and that's what kind of bothers me about nowadays movies, and because they don't go to the comics at all anymore.
When did Deadpool ever go ahead and not break the fourth wall?
But wait, you got to give the fact that no matter what you feel about the comics and this, but you got to give Deadpool Ryan Reynolds props for what
absolutely.
He does Deadpool.
Oh heck yeah!
I mean, if you want to go there, I mean, it's like Deadpool was created all those years ago specifically for this man.
Yes. Yep. All you can think of is every time I hear. Whispers.
I can't watch any of his movies anymore.
That's all I could think about.
All his other movies, and I tried to watch it, and I can't watch any of his other movies because all I could go back to is Deadpool.
Yes, when he did Pokemon.
Oh, the Detective Pikachu. Yes, all I could think of is little Pikachu wearing a Deadpool outfit.
Yeah, what's the other one we watched where he's going to get engaged and married?
The Proposal.
Yeah. And he's trying to be so serious in that.
Yes,
all you can see is Deadpool just oozing. Yes. And I know he did a lot of these films before he did Deadpool.
Yes, exactly. That was one of them he did before.
There is
Deadpool,
a recent one that's coming out.
And he sold Mint Mobile, by the way.
Yes, he did. T-Mobile
bought Mint Mobile.
For
billions.
Man's got his ways.
Right, minute and a half.
Okay, minute and a half to turn around and tell you. He does have current movie that is going to be coming out, but I believe it's going to be like a family kind of a thing.
All his movies are family kind of thing, except for Deadpool.
Younger family.
What are you looking at?
Deadpool is not suggested for families with small children.
Sure it is.
Of course you would be that person.
I would absolutely be that person.
You would be an
upset. That is not. No.
All right, we got to go.
Yes, sir.
All
right. Everyone have a good day.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.
Bye.
Peace out. Yeah.